Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Some of the best films I know have explored or discovered the intellectual and emotional life of people who can't express what they're thinking or feeling. The Miracle Worker tops the list, but there's also My Left Foot, a biopic about the severely disabled writer and painter Christy Brown, Awakenings, in which catatonic victims of an encephalitis epidemic are suddenly released from their frozen state, and The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, about a French editor paralyzed except for his left eyelid by a rare condition called locked-in syndrome. Now another film joins the list, The Reason I Jump, which is playing in some physical and virtual theaters. Its subjects have also been locked in. They're young people on the autism spectrum, and they can't or don't speak. But this is a documentary, not a dramatized version of history, so we're getting news bulletins direct from hearts and minds. The film was inspired by a Japanese book of the same name by Naoki Higashida. The book's subtitle is The Inner Voice of a 13-Year-Old Boy with Autism. The film, directed by Jerry Rothwell, interweaves spoken excerpts from the book in English with portraits from around the world of other non-speakers with autism. Non-speakers of out loud words, that is, because these five remarkable youngsters make paintings or use pointer boards to spell out letter by letter written words and eloquent sentences that bespeak the importance of communication in our gloriously gabby species. The film is as beautiful as it is informative. I always assumed that being on the spectrum implied some degree of emotional impairment, but seeing the film swept all of that away. Those pointer boards help to enhance motor control for people who can't write, let alone speak, and to organize cyclonic swirls of thoughts by reducing them to the basic units of written language, meaning letters. One of the most stirring moments of the film comes when a previously uncommunicative but obviously bright young man named Ben declares joyously, "I never thought this was possible." No two people perceive their surroundings in the same way, whether or not they're on the autism spectrum, but voiceover excerpts from the book help explain that the kids in the film are constantly struggling with what the kid who wrote the book calls wild, uncensored sensory input. Their struggle is heroic, and this superb documentary has more heroes than any blockbuster would dare to put on the same screen. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.